SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, it is the good, the bad, and the dumb post-Super Bowl edition here on SB Nation AM, on SB Nation Radio. I don't know how many of these relate to the Super Bowl, but we'll find out from Ron.
I'm good. I can set the number at about three.
Three, all right. So what is the good of the day from the Super Bowl Monday?
All these, it's a Super Bowl edition because, let's face it, what else really happened this week?
Nothing.
Super Bowl. The good of the day, and I got to give it to him. I loved it last year. I'm loving it even more this year. I got to give... The NFL with once again having the commercial of the night with to the next 100 years, how they delivered the ball.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah, I like that.
I thought that was fantastic. And they did it last year, too. When, remember, it was all the NFL players are having dinner.
Yep.
And then a fumble breaks out, basically. I want more of this content from the NFL.
Yeah, I like that. That was good.
It was, just sitting there, I'm trying to figure out all the players. Trying to tell my wife and kids who each of these players are. Some of them they just recognize right away. I couldn't get enough of it. I watched it a couple times after the game.
No, it's like, good.
It's kind of fun. I like this.
Yeah, that was good.
So that was my good of the day. The other good was some of the pregame ceremonies.
Now, this I missed. I have to be honest. I was hosting, so my wife had me cleaning and preparing stuff in the kitchen, so I missed a lot of the pregame stuff.
The only one I'm going to bring up, because I'm going to save some of the other stuff for later, but the one I will bring up is the coin toss, the ones who brought out the commemorative coin.
Oh, okay.
Right? Did you didn't see that part?
Nope. I saw the coin toss, and it was on when people were coming in, yeah. but I didn't see, like, the room wasn't quiet enough to hear what was going down.
They carted out four individuals who fought in World War II who are 100 years old right now.
Really?
Yeah. And one of the guys, I swear to God, is going to go for another 5 to 10 years. He was one of the original Tuskegee Airmen. He was actually the one who walked over and handed the coin to the referee.
Oh, wow.
And I thought that was spectacular that, four individuals... All they're all 100 years old, have something in common with each other as being dedicating their life to our country, and I thought it was very touching. I thought that was really good on the NFL to kind of celebrate, bring in the 100 year aspect.
Did they have any attachment to the teams or the game, or like
no.
How do they find, like, who do they choose? There's certainly plenty of 100 year old people, but how do they?
I don't know.
How do they vet them, Tony? Oh, I think, come on, there's more than four. These are not the only four people on the planet that are over in the country.
That served in World War II?
If you were 100 years old, you're likely to have served in World War II.
Perhaps, but I think most of the time they're women, and they wouldn't have been allowed to serve.
Oh, no, well, wait a minute, let's back this up a second. There's not a million people over 100, but there's more. No. There's more than 10. So what I'm saying is,
How did these
you're pretending as if these are the only four? So why wouldn't these people be at the Super Bowl? They're the only four that are 100. I'm sure there's 25,000 that are probably 100 that fought in World War II.
I don't think that 25,000.
Maybe 15,000.
I don't know. That's a lot.
I don't know. What's 100? His face used to do those. Willard Scott used to do those birthdays every day.
And they were always women.
Not all of them.
Man, women.
So you're talking about every day. And that was just people on the Today Show. So I'm certain with modern technology, there's more than when Willard Scott was doing it in the 80s.
Now, I will say this, and I don't mean to be a Debbie Downer, if you will, but one of them, I don't think he's going to make it too much longer.
Oh, okay.
He did not look that great. He looked like if you walked by a hospice or a senior home and you just see the one guy with his mouth open wide, just kind of like just... had that attitude, like, Lord, take me now type of thing. I'm done. That was one of the guys out there.
Gotcha.
But the guy who delivered the coin, the Tuskegee Airman, who's 100 years old, first of all, I questioned that because he looked good for being 100 years old.
Not bad. If you can make it that far and you look good, you're doing something right.
He walked out there, gave a coin. He stood there the entire time. I think he was waiting for more interaction with the coin flip. I think he wanted to flip the coin, be honest with you.
Yeah, okay.
And that would have probably stirred up controversy. But the bat of the day.
Yeah.
The bat of the day, and I really am fearful of this, and you probably will be too, but I think people are going to make too big of a deal that both Jay-Z and Beyonce were sitting during the national anthem.
I wanted context. I didn't know what in what context they were sitting or why they were sitting. I don't want to strewn motive. When I saw it, I went, find out exactly what's going on. It's not a good look, but I need to know.
You know, the other thing too, there were other people sitting around. So I was like, okay, is the national anthem actually going on yet?
Do they know that it's going on? Is it was it video from before? Is it B-roll? I mean, there's all sorts of...
I'm just afraid it's going to be blown up more out of proportion than we actually need it to be.
I tend not to overreact to those things. I know how television works. And sometimes you catch... What they do is they shoot different celebrities that they want to keep... Like, whatever it is, they shoot different scenes... Not everything is live that you see when they do the anthem and they go from person to person. Sometimes it's live when you see them mouthing the words as it's broadcast, but sometimes they've got recorded stuff to just air to continue giving you a different look of the Super Bowl. So you don't know if they shot that earlier and then somebody went, now cut to Jay-Z and Beyonce. And then they did that and then they did something else and something else. Some of it's live, don't get me wrong, but I also know some of it's intertwined with some B-roll and you don't know when they shot that.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. That's the thing. I mean, we need context. I mean, I don't need to hear it from Beyonce or Jay-Z. I just want it to go away, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
I don't even want it to be addressed. I mean, it's been on the news here, the local news, like, oh, Beyonce, because, you know, Beyonce and Houston, you know, they're synonymous with each other. She's the queen of the city. I was like, okay, just stop. I'm done with it. I don't want another national anthem sitting, kneeling, whatever it might be. Just, you know, some people sit. Okay, that's not my choice, but that's not for me to decide.
Yep. Gosh. All right. Now, is that the only bad? Because there's a lot to choose from.
No, that's the only bad I'm going with today. Right. The dumb of the day, and I mean, maybe this is a borderline bad too, but the dumb of the day was just having political ads during the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it wasn't. We have, how many local ones did you get? Because we got one local one over and over again.
We only had one local one, but I'm talking about the two national ones.
Sure.
You know, Trump and Bloomberg. And I was like, okay, great. You guys spent probably $10 million to run this ad.
Yep. If there's two people that can afford to do it, it's those two guys.
But at the same time, sitting there, it's like, I don't need it today.
Today
is my day to just escape reality, escape life, and I just want to watch sports.
And
I want to see dumb commercials.
See, now here's an idea for a politician to just be like, if you're a politician running for president and you go, hi, I'm so-and-so running for president, and I'm running for president. You don't want to hear from me. Today's the day for the Super Bowl. So I'm going to tell you some jokes. And then you tell some jokes and you go, all right, apparently I used up my $10 million. Enjoy the game. And then just leave. That'd be kind of funny.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool.
No, that would be.
You know, or something like that. Like, I have to buy a Super Bowl ad. I really don't want to buy a Super Bowl ad, but I got to. So enjoy.
I was just so annoyed because, I mean, it changes the mood.
It does.
Instantly. It doesn't matter.
In the room, I was worried because I didn't want my room and my guests to get involved in a political discussion.
Right.
Like, I didn't want somebody to make a comment negative or positive to the ad. I didn't want somebody else to then respond to the positive or negative part of the ad. I was like, let's just talk about the game. Let's have fun with the show and let's talk about.
And the funny thing was, I mean, it was both parties. It was
right.
It was the cringeworthy moment of the Super Bowl. It's like, oh, God, just right. Come on. Hurry up.
Yeah.
You know, I want to see more about, you know, Mr. Peanut not being dead.
Me
and coming
too.
Coming out as, like, you know, Baby Yoda Peanut.
Or Charlie Day trying to clean his shirt. Like, that's... Like,
okay, you know what? I'm glad you brought that up. Those were funny as well.
Those were good. I like that.
I was enjoying him just popping up in random ads going, it's not early yet. It's still late. Or it's not late yet.
Yeah. I think one of my favorite ads of the night was for the Alexa, where they had different scenes from history where... You know, they were using
all the different Alexas.
Alexas, yeah, and the Alexas. Those were funny. I thought that was funny. I thought that was cool.
There was another one. The one that made you feel commercial. There's always one.
Yeah.
And this year, I have to give it up to Google.
Yeah, the old guy talking about his wife. That was kind of neat.
That was kind of rough.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I don't.
That was rough.
I put that one up there.
I have to make these. I don't know. They're nice and sweet, but you don't. I don't know.
I
want to laugh and have a good time. I don't want to be.
Are the Clydesdales retired? Did I miss a Budweiser Clydesdale commercial?
They might be. You know what? I'm glad. We'll have to look that up because I think they are.
Because that was something I always look forward to. I mean, I know you eventually got to retire the gimmick, but I don't remember seeing that.
No.
I don't remember seeing the Budweiser Clydesdales.
I don't either.
Or their Dalmatian.
No. What was the other ad that I was going to... I made a mental note of one other ad, and now I'm forgetting it.
That you liked?
That I liked.
Or that you disliked?
Oh, no. The one with Aquaman.
Jason Momoa?
Yeah. I thought that was awesome. I thought it was pretty funny. It was creepy, but it was really
creepy. But until he pulled off the wig, and then I was like, "Yeah, now I'm digging it."
But at the end, when he was trying to lift weights, and Lisa Bonet's in there, and he's like, "Take it, take it, take it," and she's like, "Okay," and she grabs it with one hand. Yeah, that was funny. I like celebrities who can make fun of themselves.
Yeah, because I mean, let's face it. I mean, he's on everyone's every woman's what's that list called? You know the list.
Yes, I know the
Hall
list.
Pass.
That's right. So that was kind of funny. And also the Procter & Gamble ad where they used all their products in one, one thing.
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not the only one that is a little freaked out with the little bear with my Heinies clean, right? And that when the guy's face, I was like, that's my face when I see that ad. I'm glad you're thinking what I'm thinking, Procter & Gamble.
That's a favorite in our household.
Oh, my God.
Just because our youngest will do that.
Of course. If you have kids, they love it. But
he starts shaking it. I'm a little upset, though, that it's the Kool-Aid man is the one who brought Planters or Mr. Peanut back to life.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't think his tears are that super. We're going to have Kool-Aid flavored peanuts now?
And by the way, Planters, it works for Baby Yoda. It's not going to work for Baby Peanut.
No.
I know what you're trying to do there. Don't think you're putting one over on America. You saw what everybody's freaking out over Baby Yoda, and you think Baby Peanut's going to do the same thing. It's not going to do the same thing. Good try. Good effort. But it's not going to work. That's just my thought.
Yep.
It's my thought. All right. That's the good, the bad, the dumb Super Bowl edition as we roll along on a Monday on SB Nation AM.